Anti-abortion groups will soon be on sidewalks and at events around the state, asking voters to support measures that would restrict abortion in Michigan. There are two groups trying to get enough signatures for their ballot initiatives. Michigan Public Radio Network's Shayna Roth breaks down those measures and how Michigan could effectively outlaw abortion in the near future.
There are two petitions that pertain to abortion. One would ban abortions when there is cardiac activity detected in the embryo or fetus. That would effectively ban abortions at around 6 to 8 weeks. The other would ban a common second trimester abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation, or D&E. Both procedures would make it a crime for doctors to perform such abortions and only include exceptions if the life of the mother is at risk. Amanda West is with Planned Parenthood of Michigan. Her big concern, aside from disagreeing with the bans in general, is that people will sign off on the petitions without really understanding what they do.
We have deep concerns that folks aren't really understanding that we're criminalizing physicians for providing the best care for women. And we want to make sure that people have a true understanding of that's really what's at stake here.
That's because, West says, the petitions use language like dismemberment abortion and partial birth abortion in the case of the D&E procedure ban, and fetal heartbeat protection in the case of the cardiac activity ban. She says those are confusing and inflammatory terms. Now, there are two groups behind the petitions, one for each measure. Both say they're being open and upfront about what is in their measures and what their petitions would do. Here's Right to Life's Genevieve Marin. They're behind the D&E ban.
I did consult with doctors, and I did consult in the medical dictionary, and the term dismemberment really does mean to remove limbs, arms and legs. It is common everyday language that everyone understands.
Now, where things get tricky is when you realize that both groups would actually prefer it if their measures never got to the 2020 ballot. There are bills to do the same things in the legislature, but everybody pretty much knows that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer will quickly grab her veto pen if those bills hit her desk. These ballot initiatives would provide a workaround to that veto threat. Here's how. If the measures get enough certified signatures, 349,047 to be exact, then they can go up for a vote in the state House and Senate. Republicans currently hold a majority in the legislature, and the groups are counting on that majority to pass these measures. And if they do, the initiatives become law without the governor's signature. Mark Gurley is with the Michigan Heartbeat Coalition, the group behind the cardiac activity measure. He says the presidential cycle will be heated enough without another ballot measure.
We don't need to, you know, have another ballot proposal there for people to actually vote on. Not when they can call their legislators and have them vote according to their wishes.
Democratic Senator Mallory McMorrow says she hopes if these initiatives do come before the legislature, that they won't get put up for a vote.
None of my constituents asked for this. This is an onslaught that is taking place on the national level to slowly chip away at women's rights, and especially in a time when we're more divided than ever, we need to be focusing on issues that matter, not something that's going to divide us.
Anti-abortion advocates want these proposals to be challenged and go in front of a now conservative majority Supreme Court. They are betting big that if these measures get to the Supreme Court, that the court will turn the case into a referendum on Roe versus Wade and effectively say that decades ago, the court got it wrong when it recognized a right to an abortion. This has a direct impact on Michigan because there is already a law on the books here that bans abortion. It's a law that people haven't really thought a lot about because the ability to get an abortion has been protected by Roe. But the court could determine that abortions are not protected by a constitutional right to privacy. And if that happens, then abortion could be completely outlawed in the state. Now, if that were to happen, it would probably immediately be contested in the courts. But to say that all of this is up in the air would be an understatement. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.